very, very warm welcome from www.questpond.com. My name is Shivprasad Koirala, and in this podcast series, I'll be discussing about the most asked Angular interview questions and with detailed answers around it. Angular is a very hot and uptrending topic with a lot of employment opportunities. This podcast series will focus around what kind of questions are asked in Angular and what is the expected answer by the interviewer. I have divided the podcast series into 10-10 minutes each, and every podcast will try to cover 5 to 6 questions, and at the end of 10 minutes, we will have a quick revision as well. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Please note, I do not recommend that you should mug up these questions for getting jobs. There is no alternative for hard work. You should be hands-on on Angular. You should understand Angular fundamentals. You should have the capability to execute Angular projects. So in case you are new to Angular, please visit my website questpond.com, where I have full 8 hours of Learn Angular Step-by-Step series. The point of this podcast series is for last minute revision. I repeat, it is for last minute revision. The goal of the podcast series is that you have an interview which is coming up next morning and you want to ensure that you are ready for it. You want to get revised quickly. So let us get started with the first question of Angular. What is the goal of Angular and what is the need of Angular? Now, a lot of candidates answer this question by saying it is for single page application, that is SPA, or some say it is a JavaScript UI framework and so on. I would suggest to answer in a more detailed way, in a more holistic way, so that you send a message to the interviewer that you really know Angular and you are the right candidate. So my answer goes something like this. Angular is a JavaScript binding framework. I think that this word binding framework should come in your answer out. Angular is a JavaScript binding framework which binds the HTML UI and the JavaScript model. This helps you to reduce your effort on writing those lengthy lines of code for binding. Adding to it, it also helps you to build single page application because it has a concept of routing. It also has a lot of other features like HTTP, DI, input, output and so on, because of which you do not need other frameworks. So when you are answering questions, you know, please answer in a more detailed way and not just one liners. So again, I repeat this answer. Angular is a JavaScript binding framework which binds the HTML UI and the JavaScript model that helps you to reduce a lot of your code which you write for binding. Second, it has a lot of other features like single page application, HTTP, dependency injection, input output, which makes your development much easier. What is the use of component and module? As said in the previous question, Angular is a binding framework. It binds the UI and the model. Component is where you write your code behind, your binding code. So component binds the UI and the model, and module groups components. So in a big project, you will have a lot of UI, lot of components and models. You can logically group them by using modules. So repeating, component binds the UI and the model, while modules groups the components. Explain SPA or single page application and how do we implement the same in Angular. SPA stands for single page application. Single page application are applications where the main UI gets loaded once and then the needed UI is loaded on demand. For example, in a typical website we have master pages. Some even term them as templates. So a typical master page has a left menu, it has a top banner, it has a footer and so on. So the master page gets loaded once and then on demand, depending on which link the user clicks, the other pages are loaded. The main master page is not loaded again and again. In Angular, it's implemented by using the routing concept. So I again repeat this answer. SPA or single page application are those applications where the main page is loaded once and the other page which are needed only are loaded and not the whole page again and again. And to implement the same in Angular, we use something called as Angular routing. Explain the importance of routing in Angular and how do we implement the same. Routing helps you to define the navigation structure of your Angular application. So if you want to move from one screen to other screen, then routing is needed. Routing also helps you to implement single page application. That means, you know, when you're moving from one screen to other screen, you do not refresh the whole UI. You do not reload the whole UI. So to implement routing, we need to do the following things. First thing, we need to go and create a routing collection, which defines the URL path and which component to be loaded for that URL. Later, this routing collection is loaded using the router module, using the for root or the for child. And then we can use router link directive on the HTML anchor tag, or in the code behind, that is in the TS, we can use router.navigate. And when the navigation happens, the whole UI gets loaded in the router outlet tag. So this router outlet tag is a reserved tag in which the UI loads when routing happens. So Angular routing is nothing but it defines the navigation of your project. It helps you to implement single page application. That means while you navigate from one screen to other screen, the whole UI does not get refreshed. What is lazy loading concept in Angular? Lazy loading means on demand loading, loading only the necessary HTML, CSS and JS files so that you have better performance. So for example, let us say you have an hospital management system. So when the front desk user logs in, we just load appointment module and billing module. When doctor logs in, we load modules like treatment, operation theater and so on. So with lazy loading, we have better UI experience and performance because we load only the necessary HTML, JS and CSS file that is needed by the end user. How to implement lazy loading in Angular? In order to implement lazy loading, we need to do three steps. The first thing is we need to divide our project into separate modules so that we can load them separately. The second step is we need to go ahead and create separate routing files for each module and use the load children to specify the modules which has to be loaded on demand. And the last one is in the routing navigation, when you're loading the routes from the module, you have to use the for root to load the routes of the main module and for child to load the child modules. So to implement lazy loading, three steps. First, divide your project into separate modules. Use the load children to load the modules lazily, and then use the for root and for child to specify which is the root module and which are the child modules. Okay, so we have completed 6 questions, and let us quickly go ahead and revise each one of them. Revise. So let us start revising all of these 6 questions, you know, what we have learned. So what is the goal of Angular? The goal of Angular is that it is a binding framework. It is a full UI framework, you know, wherein we have single page application. We have a nice build engine. You know, we can do lazy loading and so on. What is the use of components and modules in Angular? Modules actually helps to group components, and components is where we write all our code behind of binding. So basically it helps you to bind the UI with the model. It helps you to bind the UI with the services and so on. Explain the concept of single page application and how do we implement the same in Angular. The single page application means, you know, you load the page once and then you load only the necessary pages what you want. And how do we implement the same in Angular? By using routing. Explain the importance of routing in Angular. How do we implement the same? Routing helps you to define the navigation in Angular. It also helps you to implement single page application. And we implement the same by using Angular routing. So we go ahead, we define a routing collection, and then we load the routing collection by using the for root or the for child. And then afterwards, you know, we use the router.navigate method, or we use the router-link to load the pages into the router outlet. What is lazy loading concept in Angular? Lazy loading actually helps you to load only the necessary JS files and HTML files and CSS files which the end user needs. And how do we implement lazy loading? By using load children, by using the for root and for child, and by dividing our projects into small individual modules. Congrats. You have completed 6 questions. I would like to suggest to take down notes on a paper, and if you are lazy enough, you can download the Angular interview questions an answers PDF which is attached with this podcast. If you are not able to locate it, please ping me on www.questpond.com. So keep learning, happy job hunting, and see you in the next podcast series, you know, where I will discuss the next 10 minutes of the most asked questions on Angular. And do not forget me, Shivprasad Koirala, and do not forget to visit my site www.questpond.com, and here is some music to relax you. Thank you. Thank you.